Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for Christmas Eve 2016. Well, you know me, I don't always do everything in the most traditional manner. If we're going to talk about Christmas, I want to talk about it from a bit different angle. I want to take you to the second chapter of Matthew, to an event that is not the Christmas morning event. The wise men come from the east and visit, but they don't come on the birth of Christ. They come when he's in the house, which is probably as much as a couple of years later. They are not at the manger, even though it makes for really good nativity scene material. The magi or the magicians were not, they were not present at on the birth of Jesus, but they were present later. Even that I don't necessarily want to deal with today. I want to go into the 13th verse when Jesus's parents, earthly parents, Mary and Joseph, take him into Egypt. Let's read from verse 13. When they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise, take the young child and his mother, flee to Egypt and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." When he arose, he took the young child and his mother by night and departed for Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, "Out of Egypt I called my son." Now, this last phrase from verse 15 is an interesting usage of Old Testament scripture. There are a couple of moments in the Old Testament where God speaks of bringing out of Egypt outside of the Exodus event. One is in Numbers 24, when Balaam finally realizes that it's a good thing to bless God's people instead of cursing God's people. And he takes up his oracle and he begins to prophesy. And he prophesies in Numbers 24:8 that God brings him out of Egypt. Now that could have been viewed as a retelling of the Exodus story, that God loves his people so much he brings him out of Egypt. Keep that in mind. Hosea chapter 11, verse 1. Listen to this verse. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. As they called them, so they went from them. They sacrificed to Baals, burned incense to carved images. God says in Hosea 11, when Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. In Matthew 2:15, when Mary and Joseph and Jesus go into Egypt, Matthew interprets the going into and coming out of Egypt as a fulfillment of Old Testament prophets, and says, this happens so that it will be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. Matthew takes the Hosea prophecy where God is talking about pulling his son out of Egypt and how then Egypt goes and serves other gods. And Matthew takes that and says he was really ultimately calling his son. Now, Matthew's not saying that Jesus will go serve other gods, but I find it interesting that the theme of the early church was that Israel was God's son, and then Jesus is presently God's son, and by the time John writes his gospel, for as many of us as believe on his name, to us he hath given the power to become the sons of God, that now you and I are God's sons. Paul would say in Galatians, not servants but sons. Get it? Israel was his son. Jesus was his son. You are his son. The arrival of Christ on the earth that we celebrate tomorrow is really the arrival of the ability for man to call himself sons of God. We'll see you tomorrow. Merry Christmas.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.